Welcome, mortals, to the Opulent Olympics, a battle of the gods and goddesses' gifts.
Who will have the most powerful gifts?
Who will be the most beautiful?
Who will have the most creative mind?
Who can prove themselves to be the best god or goddess?
Let's meet our judges.
Hi, I'm Menelaus, the king of Troy.
Hi, I'm Achilles. I can't take part since I injured my heel, but I'm happy to be here, judging, making sure everyone follows the rules.
And I'm Hydra, the fierce monster.
What are we looking for today, judges?
Someone who has it all, strength, cunning, wisdom, and kindness.
All I want is someone who can win.
Ooh, some conflict already. Let's get started.
First up, running. On your marks, get set, go.
We know that this race needs both speed and agility. It is clear that Artemis will bring both of those with her hunting skills.
Check out Hermes, though. If he can keep his tricks at bay, he has excellent speed.
And Hera is out already. What went wrong, Hera?
I thought I'll let the husbands win this one, as I'm all about marriage. I did also trip up Zeus to help the other ladies out.
Bit cheeky, but effective.
And the winner is Aphrodite.
Thank you. I just have so much love for everyone. Hera, you rule.
Next up is jumping. Look at them go.
Yo, I'm Ares. I'm so brave and have courage, so I've got this. I think I'm going to win.
Shouldn't you be jumping, though, to be in with a chance?
Oh, yeah. Oops.
A bit of a shaky start for some. Lots of gods and goddesses making use of their trunks and staffs here. That is allowed within the Olympic rules, a topic that has been debated plenty at the Ecclesia recently.
That's right. I don't agree with it, but looking at Poseidon now, it hasn't benefited him at all. He won't be getting his trident back for a while yet. That's got to be over 1,000 miles away.
Hi, Athena. Well done on winning the jumping. That was impressive. How do you feel?
Great. I could see that other contestants were messing about, and I took the opportunity to jump over them.
How very wise, Athena.
So true.
It's time for chariot racing, my favourite event.
This is a great event, as long as the horses don't poop.
And they're off. There goes Apollo speeding around the first corner.
That was close. I thought the chariot was going to turn over.
It still could. It's looking very unstable. In the lead now, Zeus.
Yes, Zeus. Obviously known for his fierce leadership skills.
Wait a second. Was that a rumble of thunder?
Here comes Hermes with a little flying action, helping him speed on by. This is a tight race.
Wow, that was tight. We are just consulting with our judges for this one.
It appears to be a draw.
No way! It can't be! There must be a winner!
Final ruling. It was both Hermes and Zeus.
I'm not happy about this.
Things are getting very heated over here. It's time for our final event.
wrestling. Now, previous winners include Odysseus with his cunning plan to trick his opponent. I wonder what he will bring this time. Over to you, pundits.
There goes Prometheus. He appears to be waving to his fans. It's wonderful he's all for the people, but he's about to get slammed.
You're not wrong there. Down he goes, like Hades popping home to the underworld.
What a shame. He will never come back from that.
A clear win for Dionysus there.
Thank you. I know, I am great. Everyone is invited to my house for a party with drinks.
Well, there you have it, another brilliant Olympics. The winners will be awarded with their golden leaf wreaths.
Join us next time for more Olympic shenanigans.